Maybe it's time for a brand new addiction. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. Today is Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we address those of you in the first year of sobriety. That first year, that ever-important first year. It's a tricky one. It really is. We go through a lot in that first year, and not a small part of it includes thinking we're done, thinking we're healed, thinking it's all over. Well, first of all, I believe that we do get to where it's all over. We don't spend the rest of our lives going on and on and on about our struggles with alcohol and struggling with alcohol. We don't. We do heal fully, completely, and entirely. But it does take a while. And I always say that first year we should devote to healing. After that, we can start looking at letting go. But today I want to talk about addiction switching. It is so hard to not have some sort of addiction going on, right? I mean, in fact, I don't think I know anyone who doesn't have some sort of addiction. And I'm not talking about people who are recovering from addiction to alcohol. I'm just talking about humans. Escapism is a human need. We got to get out of here. We need a break from everyday life. Now, some of us choose alcohol, some people go to drugs, others sex, gambling, food, social media, and on and on and on. And so the question becomes, are we supposed to have nothing to help us escape the monotony, the mind-numbing monotony of life itself? Like, seriously, that's the question I want us to look at today. Not how to not have another addiction, because we all have them. I've been through so many since giving up alcohol. Sugar was huge for me. I still struggle with it. I love cheesecake, gals. Love it. Especially with chocolate ice cream. It's just like, I gotta put a lot of effort into not eating that crap all the time. But what I want to talk about more than just switching addictions and how not to is the idea of escapism. And is it a human need? And if so, can we do it in a healthy way? Especially if we're in the first year of sobriety. So the focus of this Sanctuary Saturday is the idea of escaping from the humdrum of everyday life and whether or not that's all right. That's okay. It's fine. It's something, in fact, we need as humans. Is that true or not true? What side of the fence are we going to land on here together? Well, gals, here's my opinion. I believe that escaping from the monotony of everyday life is not only important, but unnecessary, very necessary to our mental health. I believe that we need to get a break from the everyday, just life in general. But there's a fine line, right? This is a fine line that we have to walk because we can fall so easily off the edge into addiction. As I said, it could just be Netflix, but even Netflix can take our life into horrible places. If we're just sitting there binging and wasting our lives, that is serious, right? It's like doom scrolling on social media. Well, these are serious addictions. What I want to talk about is the fact that I believe we do need to escape. And if we accept that, believe that, and make it a part of our healing journey, we can do it in a responsible way and actually intentionally. We can do it with intention and use it as an opportunity for growth. So I hope that excites you. That's what we're talking about here today.
So first of all, why do I say that escapism is a human need? You know why? Because we are not these bodies. We're actually the energy inside the body, or as some people like to call it, the soul, or we're spirit. But we're not these bodies. These bodies die, but we don't. And so I believe this inherent, deep, deep need to escape the humdrum of everyday life is actually the soul craving escape from the body. We want to go home in spirit, and we're trapped in a body. Now, we don't think these thoughts. We don't wake up in the morning and go, oh, this body sucks, man. I can't wait to get out of it. Or we'd all be dropping like flies on suicide. Now, that's not what it's not conscious. It's not a conscious desire. But I believe that deep down, that is exactly why we kind of always are scratching and scratching our heads and trying to find a way to feel more comfortable here on this planet, in this life that we're living. But Gav, let's be a little bit more methodical and scientific about this. There are actually three types of escapism that I've found. The first is straight biology. Our brains are wired for homeostasis. Wired, in other words, to balance stress and rest. And when everyday life brings unavoidable pressure, right? Work, relationships, survival, uncertainty, whatever, escapism gives the nervous system a break. And by that, we can do it through play, entertainment, imagination. There are healthy ways we give the brain a break and allow it to return to homeostasis. So if you're living your life in a constant state of stress and not allowing yourself to come back to rest and allowing the brain to come back to homeostasis through a healthy escape, then you're going to be very stressed and very uncomfortable. And when we get to that point, that's when we reach for wine. But the problem is, of course, wine doesn't solve this problem. It makes it worse. So in that case, we really need a healthy escape. So there's the biological reason, but there's also a psychological lens to this. Psychologists sometimes frame escapism as adaptive coping. They call it adaptive coping, okay? In other words, this is stepping out of reality for a while to help us regulate overwhelming feelings, right? Makes sense. Here we are, constantly under stress. We need escape. Listen, I want you to know that if you're in that first year of sobriety, or even if you're still drinking, and you're thinking, why do I always want something? I'm craving something. Is it just the alcohol? No, you actually need to escape as well. So we know the biological reason. Psychologically, you do as well. We need a rest from the everyday concerns of life. Just psychologically, mentally, we just need a break from it, right? Again, though, there's positive escapism and negative. We can go into alcohol, drugs, all the other things that I've already listed, or we can use things like reading, hiking, creative hobbies, a lighthearted movie, things that help us return to a happier state. So again, we see escapism being necessary and healthy. And then there's also a cultural or existential lens that we can look at this through, which is, I already mentioned it, it was the one I began with, but let's expand on this. Human life comes with weight, right? Like an awareness of mortality, imperfection, uncertainty, the idea deep, deep down that I don't think I even belong here, right? Because as I said, we're not the bodies. It's something so much deeper. It's hard for us to even put our fingers on. And throughout history, people have sought escape through storytelling, art, religion, music, dance. Even gossip becomes an escape. It's not just distraction. It's a way to experience meaning, wonder, and alternate realities beyond the grind of survival. Again, gals, we need to escape. It's one of the reasons we have myths and epics and fairy tales. These are mental vacations. Going to the movie to escape for 2 hours is not bad for us. It's necessary. So the question in our first year of sobriety isn't, why do I keep running? Why can't I just be present? I need to be present every moment. Be here now. I disagree. I believe we need to escape, but we need to decide what kind of escape is okay for us, when we're going to do it, and how we're going to do it, and how we're going to use it to grow. For example, a solid meditation practice, that's escaping. If that's not escaping, I don't know what is, but it's good for us, right? It's also very difficult. Most meditation is just a massive effort as opposed to being feeling. It takes a while. Let's put it that way. It takes quite a while before meditation feels like a nice escape. For many of us, especially in early sobriety, it's just effort. So it wouldn't be my first go-to. But an exercise that you love, not exercise that you have to force yourself to do, but some sort of sport. For me, my biggest escape is not cheesecake. It's hiking in the forest with my dogs. I crave it, actually, like I used to crave alcohol. When my husband knows, oh, it must be time for a walk, right? I just have to get up, get out, and walk. And I do it summer and winter. I just have to get out into nature. That is my healthy escape. If you're not allowing yourself to escape, then you're missing out. It's a big part of your journey, a big part of your sobriety journey, a big part of your healing. So today, gals, I'm giving you permission not only to escape, but to be intentional about it. What is your favorite escape? Maybe you have several of them. Write a list, make a list. I like to do this, 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 and this. And then look at that list and make sure you're not overdoing it in any of them, because any of these overdone can become an addiction and a distraction and a way to actually not escape in a good way, but in a bad way, where we're actually trying to check out from life. So if you're going to watching movies back to back, night after night after night, and doing nothing else, you're not helping yourself, are you? So, of course, there's balance that we have to look at. But, gals, my main message for you today is that you need to escape. You have permission to escape. You didn't need it from me. And I hope that feels exciting to you. And so I invite you today to think about how you like to escape. What does it look like for you? And is it built into your sober journey? Is it baked right in? Is it 5 minutes every morning in your sacred space? Is it yoga 3 times a week? Are you enjoying it so that it feels like an escape as opposed to, oh God, gotta go to the class, the yoga class now? True healthy escape is something we should crave and look forward to. And at the end of it, we should feel amazing. It should never produce guilt, and it should never feel like we have an effort. So if we're trying to escape by something that doesn't feel good, then we need to look elsewhere. So I strongly encourage you today, gals, to sit down and be really intentional about this idea. What do I like to do to escape? It's okay that I want to escape because this life is hard and I need a break. But what are my choices? What are the things that really make my heart sing? Maybe it's an artistic endeavor. Maybe you want to start writing. I don't know. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you want to learn to play an instrument. Get a hobby. I don't know. But whatever it is, find out what it is and do it. Get it into your life. Learn something new. Become creative. If that's whatever direction your own heart is pushing you in, go in that direction and welcome it with open arms. Say with open arms, this is my escape. I'm off to go escape for an hour. See you later. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if you're not doing it, then you're forcing yourself to try and be something that you're not meant to be. And that is a woman who's not drinking, but also holding on for dear life and feeling strain and stress and no relief and no escape ever. You're just going through, I'm sober, I'm not drinking, I'm okay. I better not eat too much sugar. Oh, I think I've watched too much social media lately. No, let's be intentional about this so that we know I'm going to get a nice break. For some of us, it's just not me, but for some people, it's just sitting in the hot tub for half an hour, reading a good book. Beautiful. Or the bathtub, forget, right? Figure out what your escape is. Put it in your calendar. Be intentional about it and give your poor body and mind and soul the break that it really, truly needs and craves. I do believe in the bottom of my heart that escapism is a human need, not a luxury. Isn't that exciting? So now you get to pick your new addiction, and it's going to be amazing. Gals, before we go, I have an exciting announcement. You may have heard me mention it. We are moving closer to September, and on September 1st through 7th, I'm doing another one of my legendary challenges. Or I like to call them a reset. 7 days live each day together. I'm going to help you start your sobriety. So for those of you, I know you're sneaking into the sanctuary Saturdays, even if you're still drinking, and that's okay. So you can come and join me. The link is going to be available starting on Monday. So you can't sign up yet, but I wanted to mention it. And if you are in your first year of sobriety, you may not need a 7-day challenge, but I invite you to join me in my escape. My favorite escape, which is what? I already mentioned it. It's walking with the puppies, right? Well, what I've been doing in recent months is now and then turning on the old camera and recording part of my hike. And then I put those videos on my YouTube channel. It's called The Sober Living Strolls with Winnie and Becca. The link is in the show notes. Check out my YouTube channel.
Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.